It's the Thursday Morning House Call with Dr. Lane Iena, brought to you by Huntsville Memorial Hospital.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Big Len Edwards with you in studio with me is Dr. Lane Iena. Good morning, Dr. Lane.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. It's Friday Eve. The weekend's upon us.
Yes.
And I tell you what, we're this much closer to a holiday weekend as well.
Oh, I'm so ready. And it's one of those really good years where it falls, where it just lends itself to a nice three-day weekend, you know?
When it happens on a Friday?
Oh, it's so nice. You don't have some random Wednesday off. What am I going to do with a Wednesday off?
Thanksgiving. Oh, I love it. Three-day weekend.
Love it. We'll love
take it. All right. So we're going to talk about something that I don't think we ever have.
I don't think so either. West Nile virus is back in the news, and boy, I hadn't thought about that. Look, it comes up every year briefly, but it's making the headlines again. I haven't thought about it in depth in a while, and I thought, you know, you, the listener, may see a headline about it and wonder what's going on. Let's talk about it. Let's kind of get it out there. So what is West Nile virus? I think that most of us that live here in, you know, East and Southeast Texas know that it is a mosquito-borne illness, meaning it comes from mosquitoes, and there are mosquitoes absolutely everywhere where we live, and we are in peak season. You know, May to October is peak mosquito season, I would argue, in our area. Every day is peak mosquito season somehow, but we are technically in peak mosquito season. So what is West Nile virus? Well, it is a virus, as the name says, and there is a very broad spectrum of how sick you'll get, which is what's interesting about it. It's not like the flu in that I've never seen someone get a mild case of the flu. If they did, I just didn't swab them for it, right? So maybe I missed it. West Nile, about 1 in 5 people will develop the fever and flu-like symptoms. The other 4 out of 5, it's generally pretty mild, which is great. And, you know, when we're talking about young people, healthy people, great immune systems, they tend to do really well with West Nile virus. But 1 in 5 tend to do not as well. You get the flu, the achiness, the just feeling bad. And then 1 in about 150 will develop the dangerous neurological symptoms that we'll talk about a little bit later in the show. I have actually taken care of a patient, just one in 10 years or so, but I have taken care of a patient with those symptoms that we'll talk about. The current situation, it was easiest for me to pull statistics from Harris County. Harris County confirmed its first case very recently in Baytown. So, you know, right in our backyard. In 2024, they recorded 57 cases and 3 deaths. So not big numbers, but numbers that exist. And the CDC is currently reporting 16 confirmed West Nile cases in the U.S. so far this year. So not big numbers, generally not something we need to panic about. I really don't like to preach in fear in this show. I like to tell you the facts, but it is out there and it could happen. And it's something that we can hopefully prevent. So why talk about something that, you know, may not hurt you badly? Well, because it's relatively easy to lower your risk of getting it. If you have something outside that's collecting water, one of those kiddie pools or a bucket, dump it out. Dump it out. I am a wacko about that in my backyard. I'm always dumping stuff out. Our kiddie pool, that's never full for more than 24 hours. I try to cycle the dog's water every day, if not more than that. Any kind of bowl or bucket that the kids leave outside, because I've got kids, those are getting dumped. I'm making a lap. I'm telling you, it really does make a big difference. If you're going to be outside in the evening, enjoying one of our nice evenings, or, you know, this time of year, long sleeves and long pants, if you're going to be at your Dearlease working here soon, long sleeve, long pants, and use one of those deep base sprays. They work really well and they keep the mosquitoes off of you. These little things can do a big difference in keeping you not just from getting West Nile, but look, let's be frank, mosquitoes are annoying. If you have dogs, that's what carry heartworms. Just get rid of the dang mosquitoes. These are easy tips you can do tonight, right? You know, go home, say what you heard on the radio and take care of it. Get it taken care of. So let's say that some mosquito still slips through the cracks. Maybe your neighbor doesn't dump out their bucket of water and it comes on over. What symptoms are you looking for? Well, sudden fever, headache, muscle aches. There's a rash that can come with it. Swollen lymph nodes. Those are all making you think, I better get to my doctor and see what this is. High risk people, the same people we generally talk about. People over 55, people that are immunocompromised, people with other chronic illnesses. That's what you worry about. And if you do happen to be one of the very unlucky people, the guy I took care of was in the ICU. Weakness, neurological weakness, where, you know, you can't get out of bed type stuff. We had a guy talk to our medical school. I only vaguely remember this. It was so long ago now, you know, 12, 13 years ago. But he was never the same after West Nile virus. He never fully recovered because of the neurological symptoms he had. So look, folks, when you see the headlines, they're trying to get your clicks. They're going to make it sound like everyone in town has West Nile right now. It's not that bad. There's not that many cases, but it can be bad. And it's not that hard to take the steps to prevent it, right? So tonight, go into your backyard, go into your front yard, look for those anything holding water, dump them out to get those larvae out. Wear those sleeves in the evening. Get you a citronella candle or your off spray and go from there. Not only will it help prevent West Nile, it'll prevent those pesky mosquitoes that can really ruin a good evening.
There you go. Great advice from Dr. Lane Iena. Another edition of Thursday Morning House Call brought to you by Huntsville Memorial Hospital.
Let's keep Huntsville healthy.